Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. How to Write Funny is a practical humor writing handbook by Scott Dickers, the founding editor of The Onion, and a major figure in modern satire. Rather than treating comedy as a mysterious talent, the book presents it as a craft that can be learned through clear habits, repeatable structures, and disciplined observation. Its purpose is not to explain humor in the abstract, but to give readers a usable method for generating jokes, sharpening comic ideas, and applying a satirical mindset to writing. The book sits at the intersection of writing guide, comedy manual, and creative process book, making it especially relevant for aspiring humor writers, satirists, and anyone who wants to make their prose more amusing without relying on guesswork. The title's serious. Step-by-step framing reflects the book's core approach. Comedy is treated with the same rigor as any other writing skill, while still preserving the playful logic that makes humor effective. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, comedy is presented as a teachable craft, not an inborn gift. A central idea in the book is that funny writing is not reserved for naturally gifted comics. Dickers argues that humor can be studied, practiced, and improved through method, which changes the reader's relationship to comedy from passive admiration to active skill building. This is important because many humor books stop at inspiration or general encouragement, while this one emphasizes repeatable techniques. By framing comedy as learnable, the book lowers the barrier for writers who may assume they are not naturally funny enough to try. It also gives structure to improvement instead of waiting for spontaneous wit. Readers can train themselves to notice comic possibilities, test ideas, and revise for stronger effect. That practical orientation is one reason the book appeals to both beginners and working writers. It does not promise effortless brilliance. It argues that comedic writing improves when the writer adopts a process and applies it consistently. Secondly, the book treats joke construction as a structured writing process. One of the book's main contributions is its step-by-step approach to building jokes. Rather than discussing humor only as a vague quality, Dickers breaks it down into elements that writers can control, such as setup, contrast, timing, and payoff. This matters because a joke often fails not because the idea is weak, but because the structure is unclear. A writer may have a funny premise but bury the punchline, over-explain the setup, or fail to create enough tension before the turn. The book responds to that problem by making joke writing procedural. Readers are encouraged to think in terms of method, identify the comic premise, shape the language, and organize the material so the surprise lands effectively. This makes the book especially useful for people who write articles, sketches, captions, or satirical pieces, because the underlying mechanics of a joke can be adapted to many formats. The value is in showing that comic writing is not random inspiration, but a series of choices that can be learned and repeated. Thirdly, extreme contrast and irony are used as core comic mechanisms. The book highlights contrast as a major engine of humor, especially the use of extreme contrast to intensify irony. In practice, this means the comic effect often comes from placing two mismatched ideas, tones, or expectations next to each other, so the difference becomes the joke. This insight is important because it shifts attention away from trying to be cute or clever for its own sake and toward creating tension between what is expected and what is actually presented. Extreme contrast can make a simple observation feel sharper, more satirical, and more memorable. It is also a useful technique because it can be applied across many forms of writing. Headlines, parody, character description, and commentary all benefit from deliberate mismatch. Dickers's approach suggests that humor often emerges when language exaggerates contradiction rather than smoothing it over. For writers, this gives a practical tool for revision. If a line feels flat, the problem may be insufficient contrast. If a concept feels obvious, exaggerating the gap between elements can create a stronger comic turn. Fourthly, satirical observation is grounded in everyday writing habits. The book does not isolate humor as a special genre reserved for stage performers. Instead, it connects comedy to ordinary writing habits and the discipline of paying attention to reality that is consistent with Dickers's background at The Onion, where satire depends on recognizing absurdity in familiar systems, public behavior, and language. In this sense, the book teaches readers to observe the world like a comedy writer, to look for contradictions, self-importance, inflated claims, and small truths that can be turned sideways. The emphasis on habits matters because good humor writing often depends on preparation, not just sudden inspiration. Writers need a steady practice of collecting ideas, noticing patterns, and testing what has comic potential. This makes the book especially useful for people who want to write topical satire or funny nonfiction, because the material comes from real-world observation rather than invented absurdity alone. The book's method encourages writers to develop a repeatable way of seeing, which is often more valuable than a single clever joke. Lastly, the book is designed for immediate application in modern humor writing. A distinguishing feature of the book is its practical orientation toward use, not theory. The guidance is aimed at helping readers write jokes and funny content they can actually deploy, rather than merely understand comedy conceptually. That makes the book unusually suited to modern writers working in blogs, online media, marketing, editorial satire, and other short-form environments where comic clarity matters. Because the techniques are presented as usable formulas and habits, readers can adapt them quickly to their own projects. This practicality also helps explain why the book is often positioned as a definitive handbook. It offers a working vocabulary for comic decision-making. At the same time, the book's usefulness depends on the reader's willingness to practice, since humor is not treated as a one-time trick. The result is a guide that bridges creative writing and applied comedy. It stands out by being both accessible and method-driven, giving readers a framework they can return to whenever they need to make writing funnier in a controlled, repeatable way. In conclusion, How to Write Funny is best suited for aspiring humor writers, satirists, editors, and general writers who want to make their work sharper, lighter, and more comic without relying on instinct alone. It is also useful for readers who are skeptical of humor instruction but want a concrete process they can test in real writing. The main benefit of the book is that it turns comedy into a learnable discipline. Readers get a way to think about joke structure, contrast, irony, and everyday observation as practical tools rather than vague, creative ideals. That makes it valuable both intellectually and vocationally, since it improves how writers analyze humor and how they produce it. Compared with many books in the genre, this one stands out because of its direct procedural mindset and its connection to the working methods of modern satirical writing. It is not a theory-heavy meditation on comedy, and it is not just a loose collection of jokes. Instead, it offers a repeatable blueprint shaped by an author with real editorial experience at The Onion, which gives the book a strong professional grounding and a distinctive voice in the humor writing category. If you would like to support Scott Dickers, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.